Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. A quarter of a deck of cards? Yeah, I've got that in spades. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Ari Z for that wonderful catchphrase submission, Ari Z. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang indeed. We have a great show coming up a little later. We have a genuine extraterrestrial, and we also have a nostalgia guide. Oh, what an interesting show. That'll be coming up a little later. My name is Scott Aukerman, but let's get to our first guest. He's a returning champion. He's been on the show ever since the early days back in 2009.
El Gato.
You know him as El Gato. What was his name? Chupacabra. That's mm-hmm. right. He portrayed the Mailer Demon as well as some other characters.
We're really lifting the curtain, peeking behind.
That's right. Which is a reference. I don't know if you know this. To the first it was a book and then the movie The Wizard of Oz.
That was a hit movie.
It was a genuine hit, was it mm-hmm. not?
Yep.
If you adjusted for inflation. If Wizard of Oz came out today and it made the money it came out,
it would have made $30-40 million today.
Which is not a hit. But back then it probably made $3 million, which sucks now.
Yeah. So fuck
so
that.
Fuck that movie.
Fuck that movie. Fuck that. But I will say, I also, on a separate note, the Nobody Beats the Wiz commercials.
Yes.
Blockbusters.
Incredible. I don't know that I've seen those. What are those for?
Nobody Beats the Wiz is a East Coast brand.
I know Nobody Beats the Grizz. Is that similar?
My guess is the Grizz comes
out. By the way, you have
out
to get right up on these. Otherwise, okay. Get a lot of echo.
All right.
Is that better?
The Grizz. Welcome back. Nobody Beats the Grizz.
Well, what is that? What is Nobody
that's,
Beats the Grizz?
Well, we have the Grizz on here as a guest a lot of times, and that's his catchphrase.
Okay, so my guess is that person's catchphrase, the Grizz.
Is a parody of Nobody Beats the Wiz?
I would, yes.
Probably, because he's from England, but via Philadelphia, I believe.
Well, there you go. Nobody Beats the Wiz. Nobody Beats the Wiz.
What is it selling?
Electronics. The Wiz and Crazy Eddie. It was a different kind of thing. Like Crazy Eddie was a Safty brother character, right?
Before then, the Safties were the Safties.
Yes, and Nobody Beats the Wiz. I don't know. I would like a.
Was he some sort of a wizard dressed up as with all the accoutrement wand?
I wish the nostalgia, someone who loves nostalgia could comment on this.
Unfortunately, we don't have time for him right now because we're talking to our main guest. You know him as the co-creator, I'm guessing?
Sure.
As well as maybe one of the voices or two of the voices.
Of the Oath Keepers.
Of the Oath Keepers. Where the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys intersect.
Yes. So
that's where you can find him. He is also
you know him from Mr. Show. You know him from the Sarah Silverman program.
I don't think you were on either of those.
I'm not Jay Johnson.
Oh, that's right. Yes, in case you were
okay.
Really excited.
Let's go into that. Have you talked about him on the show?
Maybe obliquely.
Okay.
Not since the actual indictment. Yeah.
Well, it's official.
It's official. Wonderful to have my
the funniest
program associated.
Thing. I'm not gonna let it go. It's the funniest thing to happen in comedy in so long.
It probably is.
Like one guy. Man.
You also know him from his. I was gonna say human resources is the thing that we're talking
about.
His
close friendship with Owen Benjamin.
What's your other show? The one that Human Resources is the spinoff of?
Big Mouth.
Big Mouth. You know him from Big Mouth as the co-creator and star. Please welcome back to the show, Nick Kroll.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. So excited to be here. Thrilled to talk about just where the insurrections went wrong, when they went right, and just jump in. How are you doing?
Hey, don't swing this back around on me. I'm the interviewer. You're the interviewee.
You know me. You know my tricks.
You're too uncomfortable in this hot seat. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that much.
I've drank all my Tejana iced tea.
That's
already.
Right. You had a big glass of that, too. Do you dare drink more during the break? Or?
I would dare drink more, but there's none left. All there is.
You had all of it?
I drank it all. I drank the last cup of Tejana iced unsweetened tea.
I believe it's Tejava. Is it not? I think Tejana is a term for a type of music.
Yes.
That your old character, El Chupacabra, would have loved.
Talk about the hot seat.
Can you do him anymore? Can you do Fabrice? Can you do any of those guys?
I can do it. Can I do any of the hits? Bobby Bottle Service, Italian's Bobby, still on the table. Still,
hey, Italian's
for some reason
still fine.
Italian's still okay.
And then Mailer Demon, of course.
Mailer Demon. I think if I made El Chupacabra from Spain, I could do it.
Okay, let's do it. Let's let's reboot him as a Spaniard.
Yeah. Okay.
El Chupacabra. Vamos. I'm from Spain.
España.
I'm from España. And therefore, it's fine.
It's fine now.
I have no idea what a chupacabra is. I understand goats and...
let's see. It's lost all
it's
of
gone.
It.
Yeah, it's gone. Lost all of its magic. Do you think it's fine because it's European? Is that what...
Yeah, my feeling is that Northern European... And not even, I guess, Spain. Anything west of, let's say... No, all of Europe is on the table still.
Okay.
For a white American man.
Russia still fine.
Oh, very much so. Encouraged.
Which, of course, you did so wonderfully in History of the World Part 2.
Yes.
Which was a two-night event.
Yes.
Certainly. Is Human Resources a two-night event? This is what I really... because you were so entrenched in the two-night event.
It was a four-night. It was a four-night event, History of the World.
It was two
episodes a night for four nights.
Okay, I got the math wrong.
Of course, the famous formula.
So with Human Resources, are you trying to replicate that? Or?
Well, they're two different networks.
But you could
have come very close. I just want to be very clear. I'm very close with both networks still currently.
Good.
I am.
You were out there on the picket lines. That's how
amputee representative.
Trying to lure people into work.
It's not even like lure them into work. Just let them understand the studio side.
Right.
And I feel like I've been doing that very consistently. Very well.
But could you go to Netflix and say, look, I had such success with the four-night event here over here with History of the World Part 2. Can we do that?
Can we do a four-nighter with Human Resources? I mean, I'm not going to talk to you directly about anything, but I do want to know if you would be willing to do a four-night event.
You crossed the picket lines to ask about the four-night event.
I wasn't going in there to write. I want to talk about the four-night event. And I'm not saying I wrote the four-night event. My dear friends, the writers at Hulu wrote the four-night event.
Wait, you had writers write the concept of a four-night event?
Yeah, and you know what? They weren't union, and they didn't get
Did they get residuals for the...
Oh, yeah, they weirdly get
anything that is four nights.
Yeah, weirdly through Spotify.
Oh,
it's very confusing.
Wow. But Human Resources is—it's apparently just the which season is this?
I would guess season two.
Season two, and it just came out on probably Friday or the week before.
It came
like
out
that.
On June 9th.
Okay, so 10 days ago.
Yeah, 10 days. That famous now 10-day window at Netflix,
where you can do press.
Where you can
just on the cusp of not being able to do press.
I'm not doing press for on behalf of Netflix.
No, of course.
Truly.
Not.
I'm here to talk because I am I love Human Resources, and it's the second and final, you know, that famous I didn't write this one. The second and final season of Human Resources.
Did you find out it was the final after it was all done, or was it always planned like Who wants to do so many episodes? Let's only do
let's just end it. No, we knew, you know, animation takes so long that we had been well underway on the second season. So we knew after we had made the second season largely, but it had not come out yet. And it's a bummer because it is a good, it's a great show and there's amazing characters, amazing performances all over the place.
And you want people to see it, but obviously you're not here to promote it because we don't want to promote Netflix. But then again, I've heard the WGA says like, hey, get out there and promote your show because we want to prove how valuable shows are. We want people to be watching.
Well, and also like, it's a complicated thing, but I do feel like that so many talented people wrote and make the show on every level. And it would be a shame for people to not know about like all the great, it's an incredibly well-crafted written show to not discuss them, all the great writers who made it and make it possible would be a bummer.
But then again, you're also such a big part of it. Let's talk about you.
Right. I'm I guess I want to focus on my writing inside of it most of all.
I
wrote an episode called The Fortnite Event, and
and that was all about one of the characters doing something over the stretch of
doing
Fortnite.
Promotion for Hulu.
Okay. But Human Resources is it's the spinoff of Big Mouth. Big Mouth, of course, is the seminal show. It's been out there for now 25 seasons.
Eight. We were just started writing our eighth when the strike started.
Has it really been on for eight seasons?
It was seven seasons. We've done seven seasons of Big Mouth.
That's incredible. I had no idea it was that many.
It'll be by the time.
It feels like just time has.
It means like feels like time has just evaporated. And we're all just.
It really is
quickly dying.
Not quick enough for some of us.
Yeah. And so a bunch of the if you haven't seen it, the on Big Mouth they have these characters that are, you know, we are like all the hormone monsters and shame wizards and depression kitties and Tito the anxiety mosquito and love bugs and hate worms and all these characters that
sounds like you're making things up right now.
Well, but I
then
mean
again,
that's
you
somewhat
did make up all
let's
of
just say that's what writing is, right? At some point we all made them up. They didn't exist, and that's why AI. Excuse me. Hold on. That's why AI doesn't.
I'm trying to get him away from the mic, but he is wrestling back.
No,
so
I'm. Excuse me. I'm getting back to the mic because I got something to say about how fucking cool AI is. Now I get it, and I understand.
Wouldn't
it's
it be
fine.
Cool though if like I submit. It's so hard to write a show. Just let the AI do it.
I know. Well,
you know what I mean.
I did. I was. Someone showed me.
It
like,
sucks. Writing sucks.
Writing sucks. It's so boring. Let these AI assholes do it. It's so boring.
AI-S-holes.
People don't realize how boring it is to sit in a room all day and fight yourself from eating snacks. What a fucking
and
nightmare.
Structure
it is.
and then tagging jokes.
Oh,
like,
and then having it come out and being like, and what season and who and what was the show? That's my impression of you.
Well, my impression of Skip. I don't know these things.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to keep track?
What am I supposed to host the show?
I have the bare minimum. It was already a Herculean feat getting you in the chair.
God
I'm supposed to
right.
like go yeah. watch your show as well.
Absolutely. Look, that's what the show's about. Yes. That's what it is. But it is. So it's all these.
How
so,
many episodes of Comedy Bang Bang did I do?
How many have I done?
No, how many did I do?
You've done about 1,000 episodes.
No, not of this, of the TV show.
You did. Let's say I. My
how many
guess
seasons?
Is,
how many episodes?
I think you did about 4 seasons, like 10 episodes. I think you did about 40 to 50 episodes.
You are so wrong. 5 seasons, 110. See, we don't have to know these things about each other.
I need to know how many Fortnite events you've had. 5.
We never had any.
Wait, you did 5 seasons at 22 a clip?
We did 10, 20, 20, 40, 20.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's right. We worked very hard on that, but as well as you did for Big Mouth and also now Human Resources.
Human Resources.
Human
Resources. Human Resources.
Talk about the cast, because this is an amazing cast. We have A.D. Bryant. We have Maya Rudolph.
David Duke. We have who's had work done.
Has he really?
Oh, take a look at David Duke if you have your chance. If you're out there in podcast town, I guess that's called Cumtown, right? Is that the show?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're listening to Cumtown right now and you're listening to Comedy Bang Bang, go Google David Duke. Take a look at that face. It's a good looking face. It's a man who's
so there's a before and after. You knew him so well before that you can tell he's had work done.
Yeah, well, I was on. That was my first campaign. Was working for this just many years ago, fresh out of college. You know, very like, you know, so in the clouds. Naive to think that a
so
great man could be
like, star-eared.
Yeah. So star-eared.
Of course, Nick is joking because.
Yeah, because he's a racist. He's a lifetime racist.
That's right. And Nick, of course, is not.
I'm
one of the oppressed people.
Jews?
I've been hearing a lot about you lately.
Yeah, it's been a run.
You've been in the news.
We've been in the news. Never a good thing when your whole thing is in the news. Kiki Palmer.
Yes.
We've got Adie Bryant, Brandon Kyle Goodman, David Thewlis is the Shame Wizard.
Fargo.
Fargo. Oh,
season three.
Season three. That I know exactly how many seasons
of
TV.
Four.
Four?
Well, it's five now.
Right.
Five
has been made,
released,
but not, yes. But seasons two and three of Fargo to me are.
Let's rank the.
I'd love to
let's
promote.
Rank the
I'd love to talk about. Okay. For me, season two is number
two,
one.
Two, three, one, four.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
We were talking about this on a different show, I believe.
But I believe that's the right answer.
That is the right answer.
So,
yes. And we'll see how five is. Our good friend Juan Jamon.
Yes.
Is in five.
Yes. As I would say, Juan Jamon. I would now say, Juan Jamon. Sean John.
Who are you? Adrian Brody introducing an act on SNL?
Yes. Talk about something that he should do again. That would be so funny.
You know, it's so funny when Lauren like puts out these like, oh, they're banned from the show. Now it would be funny to have him on again and just do it again. Like,
have him do it?
So much time has passed. Tragedy plus time. This is enough time
equals
to have Adrian
Brody.
Yep. He bought a castle for his girlfriend, and then she broke up with him like 2 weeks later.
Was the whole thing that he's going to fix up the castle?
I don't think it was a reality show or anything like that. He literally just bought a gigantic castle in England, I believe, for his girlfriend. She was
one of the great countries for castles.
I'm trying to think of any other country that has a castle. Well, of course, Scotland.
Yeah.
Wales.
I would imagine Germany's got castles.
Yeah, of course they have castles.
I think anywhere, that's sort of my feeling, is anywhere with a castle, I can still do the accent. You know what I mean?
Castles in Spain. That's a wonderful song. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I believe so. Isn't that Miles Davis? Wasn't that an album that did
he did Sketches of Spain?
Sketches of Spain. Yeah. What am I thinking of? Castles of Spain.
Castles of Spain sounds like...
Castles of Spain. I'm doing a Google search and it's just listing castles.
Castles of Spain feels like a song that someone would do for like the plug bag.
How about Castles in Spain? Song? Nope, nothing coming up. I believe I'm wrong about that, but Sketches in Spain, Sketches of Spain, that's certainly something.
What a great album that Miles Davis have. And let's hear a clip of that.
Beautiful. An amazing
Did
talent.
We just briefly have Reggie back?
But human resources.
Yeah, so I will continue on to list people involved in the show. This year.
Let's go below the line, please.
Let's go below the line to guest stars.
You're still in the acting. I'm talking about let's
go to like animators, storyboard artists, line producers, office PAs.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus was is on the show.
She's a line PA.
She's a line PA. She came in. She's a big fan of the show. So she was a line. She did like coffee runs and stuff like
cool.
that.
Oh, cool. She had the runs from...
She had the runs from coffee. But yeah, Miley Cyrus is on the show. Florence Pugh is on it this year. Eugene Levy.
And how do you get a Florence Pugh? Oh, obviously you were in that movie with her. Let's talk about that movie. Don't worry, darling.
Yes, that's the hot press cycle. Let's finally get a chance to talk about it. Don't worry, darling.
Now we have some distance from it.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like being in Don't Worry, Darling?
It was a win. Ultimately, a win.
It looks good on the resume.
It doesn't. The movie's good.
And you were part of that whole Chris Pine spitting and all that kind of stuff. No,
I told Harry. I go, we're in the shitter before the movie. And I go up to Harry. I says, you got to spit on Chris Pine. Get the word out.
But tell us the behind the scenes of it because I'm sure we all saw it. He spit on Chris Pine. Now they're denying it. Do you go up to Chris Pine afterwards and go, bro, that was fucked up.
Well,
what he did.
So I didn't know. I was inside of you. It's the idea that Harry would go and spit on Chris Pine
is so insane.
It's you when you walk into this theater to be one of the people who was sitting within feet of them. You walk into this theater, there's like 1,000 people with video cameras, with their cameras, phones up, filming recording every moment of your action. And you've been, just been on a red carpet with like 150 photographers and a million fans. And like every inch of the moment you get off the boat in Venice, you are being watched by thousands and thousands of people.
Even in the bathroom, I would imagine people are still out there.
Oh, they live streaming that. That's the show. That's the show. The That's what stream. You pay for. Yeah. So you, the idea that Harry would walk in and be like, now's my fucking chance. Nobody's the wiser. This is when I'll get my chance to spit on that guy, Chris. It is. I can't tell you how crazy it would be.
But
then I watched it. So then we walk out of the premiere,
and you're hearing. Does your phone blow up?
I then sit down. I can then go to an after party and sit next to Chris Pine and have dinner with him. Guy doesn't mention a word about Harry definitely spitting on him. So then all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up. Like I my phone was off, and then I look at it and I'm like. And I'm like, oh, and I watch it. I'm like, boy, it looks like he spit out Chris Pine.
Does everyone involved go, oh, that's crazy, that didn't happen? Or is Harry actually going, tee-hee?
Yeah, he's in the corner going, tee-hee. Wearing, because, you know, on when he does the movies, he'll wear the pearl and the Gucci. Right. But when he's at a party, like a private event, he's dressed like a naughty little, like, English 4-year-old.
He's the only guy who gets to the set and they go, okay, get out of your costume.
It was a very weird thing to be. It's one of those things when you are in the middle of it, you don't understand what's happening outside of it.
Right.
And it was very funny to then hear about it.
Well, wonderful. It's out now. Don't worry, darling. On VOD, I'm sure.
It's video on demand for sure. And I'm getting crazy residuals from it.
Oh, are you really?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
One of the last big movies to come out in theaters.
It was. One of the last ones.
Oh, and then Fast and Furious and Spider-Man and all that came out afterwards.
I guess so, if you consider those big movies.
I almost saw it in Riverside when my daughter was just about being born, and we were like, do we go see Don't Worry, Darling? And then I looked at that runtime, and I was just like, I don't want to be away from the hospital that long in case it happens. So we never actually did it.
You didn't see the movie?
I've seen the movie since then.
But you didn't, but you did it. You didn't
It was one of those things where I was like, I want to see this in theaters, but I can't be away from the hot. Could it happen?
Well, I appreciate that, because if you got the call that you were having your child and the movie was going, obviously you got to stay.
You
got to
stay.
Around.
Yeah.
You got to see what happens.
What's reality? What's not?
Yeah.
Where are these people?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and
did you ever talk?
So I meet Florence there.
Oh,
She very kindly was a fan of Big Mouth. And has stopped me the first time I met her and did a bunch of Big Mouth characters to me, which was very funny. So we got her to do it. And she was great. And
What's that conversation like? Are you like, hey, Florence, maybe I could get your email and I could call you?
First of all, not enough people compliment you on your impression. To be,
Hey Florence. I don't want to be your dad no more. Your mom says I'm just a big kid.
You're making me crazy over here.
Well, maybe I could get your email.
Maybe we
could
get a slice of pizza. You do my show at some point.
Slice of pizza.
Yeah.
No, well, I don't even know what happens. Or do you have to go through intermediaries, or at the end of every project, does she go around going, "I know you all want my email, but you're scared to ask. Mm-hmm. I'd love to keep in touch. Here it is. What is that like?
It's FlorencePugh@AOL.com. I literally just was like, when the part was like, let me text her to see if she's interested.
Text her. You have the number too. Wow.
Oh yeah,
incredible.
No, you can just go to, there's websites where you can
pay for celebrityphonenumber.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
are you on Celebrity Net Worth, by the way?
I am on Celebrity Net Worth.
Well, is it accurate or is it inaccurate?
It's inaccurate.
It's inaccurate for the low side or the high side?
Both. Truly.
Some of the numbers are good, some of the numbers are bad.
Correct. Because it says on Celebrity Net, it says that my family is worth billions of dollars.
Oh, that's right. Because you're famously the son of Jules Krull.
Yes.
Private detective at
Correct.
Large.
Correct. And those numbers are, you know, numbers are wrong.
No, numbers those numbers are wrong. Mm-hmm. So, but then the other ones, your personal numbers are too low? Is that what you're trying to say?
They're also wrong.
Human resources obviously is out right now. Not a four-night event, unfortunately. But,
unfortunately, they put it all out at once so you can watch the whole thing.
You can make a four-night event out of it.
You can honestly, you can watch.
You can make a four-night event out of watch, almost anything.
Well, you can watch, there's 10 episodes. You can watch 2.5 episodes a night over 4 nights. You got to stop right in the middle.
Stop right in the middle.
And right in the middle.
Set a timer. Set an egg timer.
Yeah. And and then there's other great people on the show. A guy named Gil Ozeri is on the show.
Love him.
Very funny man who's written a ton of Big Mouth episodes, and his voice is a bunch of characters on Big Mouth and Human Resources.
How does that work? Because is he there in the writer's room and he's like, he writes lines and does them in his voice? And
he goes, well, he'll be like, what if Gil said this? And it'll be like, this is a scene with two humans that he's not involved in. He's like, yeah, but maybe there's a shot to get Gil in there. It'd be funny. Gil could be a funny hormone monster for this person. We got John Gemberling is also a voice who played voices Tyler on Big Mouth. He's also on Human Resources. Maria Bamford, a talent, an immeasurable talent.
So many good people. And what about the cops from Big Mouth?
Cops that look like you and Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah, are they around?
Who we consistently refuse to cast you as. From the beginning, from the moment we designed the characters.
You saw the design of the characters and you were like, boy, it looks so much like it. Yeah. Should we offer it to them?
Because that's how we do it, is we just tell the animators, design whatever, have them look however you want. And they came back with Scott Aukerman and Paul F. Tompkins. We said, you know who would be great to voice these two characters? It would be John Mulaney and Neil Casey. And that's what we did.
And that's what you did. I understand. Look. I am offer only. Maybe that's impenetrable for a guy like you. I'm not.
Look,
like Florence.
If I've known you for 20 years and I want you to do my animated show, you're going on tape. You're going on tape.
Human Resources out now on Netflix, season 2, the climactic season.
We will bring some of but the human
all those
resources characters
will come over. Great.
So like we have like Randall Park is a logic rock. That's what Miley Cyrus is, a logic rock for Florence Pugh. Hmm. So all of their characters who then will fold back. Oh, I forgot to mention we have a young up and comer who came and joined the show in season 1, and we brought him back for season 2, and his name is Hugh Jackman. I don't know if you guys know Hugh Jackman.
Okay, I've heard of this guy. First of all, I think you can't just call yourself Huge Jacked Man.
Yes.
And go like, oh, that's my real name, Huge Jacked Man. And then he goes and gets hugely jacked for Wolverine. It's like, come on, guys.
It's embarrassing for everybody. Because we fell for it.
Fell for it.
Lock, stock, and
two smoking barrels.
Two smoking barrels. Still don't know what that means. I mean, I do. It's probably a gun thing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So Hugh Jackman does a part on Big Mouth in a scene where we have a penis that's like the edge. It's a scene about edging, and we have a penis that looks like the edge.
Hmm. Why didn't you get the edge for this? Was that a conversation?
That was, in
from
a weird way,
YouTube.
Not an... We didn't even... I don't think we did.
I think he would be flat. Having met him twice, I think he would be flattered.
Yes.
And I think he would have done it.
And then we had Bono as well, and we didn't even bother asking Bono, who is a dear friend.
I'm sure. Bono, when he first met Adam Scott and I, drew us a picture of a penis.
Really?
And gave it to us.
Really?
So, yes.
Did he say it was his?
I think just because Adam would offhandedly doodle pictures of penises while we were taping previous episodes, he heard that and drew us one.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, very nice.
But they seem to be, as you know, like they seem to definitely have a sense of humor about themselves.
Yes.
But we did not, I don't think, ask
he
them
should
to
have
do
offered it.
It
to him.
I mean, it was a scene about edging. And
can
so
you
it didn't
can you
feel like
can you replace Hugh Jackman with the edge? Like, call him up now?
Or? So, well, what we did was we had Hugh do... I felt comfortable asking Hugh, who I didn't know, to be the edge of Bono. And that's it. He does impressions of those two. And that's the scene. No, we had a thing where it was like, Maury is teaching a seminar to a bunch of penises about edging themselves. And then there's the edge and then Bono and then Hugh Jackman. And it was Hugh Jackman as a penis. And we asked him, it was like, would you like to voice yourself being like, being like, sorry, I'm here for the I'm here for a different seminar. Like he was going to go to another room at the you know, the fucking hotel we were at.
Right. I'm following.
And so he agreed to do it, and he did it first with like his Wolverine accent. We were like, no, we want Hugh
we
Jackman.
Want the, we want the real we want the guy man behind, we want the guy from Australia.
Yeah, and he did that. And then we wrote this part for in human resources of an addiction angel who is an addiction angel, and he's like a fucking badass. And we offered it to Hugh Jackman, who shockingly did it and said some of the most insane things I think we've had any of our characters ever say. Like I remember we were doing a recording in season one, and Max Silvestri had written the episode, and it's about Dante, Hugh Jackman's character, is talking about like, he's like, you know, and I need some wet wipes after a big night, you know, and we're like, it was over Zoom because it was during COVID, and Max and I were like subreddit, is that what it is? And Max is like, I can't believe it. He's like, I used to draw pictures of Wolverine. I can't believe I just got Hugh Jackman to talk about having like coke shits.
Max used to draw pictures of Wolverine. This has never come up on any of his episodes. He used to draw pictures of Wolverine.
I don't know if I've revealed something too
intimate. I
got to
talk to him about this. We need to, of course, we've had
this
him on.
This might be the most, we've this, had him on, maybe this is a real.
Had him on probably four episodes talking about a 10-minute set he did in Nebraska.
Uh-huh. But never about Wolverine pictures?
The Wolverine picture. I got to talk to him about
well,
this.
Well, it's like, did you talk to Adam about the dick doodles?
I think so.
Yeah, so it comes up, you know?
Do you think
and then Bono's around. The next time you see Max, he slyly draws you a picture of Wolverine.
I would love to have...
Institute.
I would put it on this wall proudly, a picture that Max draws of Wolverine. Wolverine.
What about Wolverine?
Walmart-reen.
Yeah, or Walmart Irene.
Walmart Irene.
Why can't you turn one of these walls into the Wolverine?
That's a good point.
So,
do you think Hugh Jackman, by the way, did the voice on his phone in between scenes in Music Man?
No, he was wearing the straw out of breath. I got to record this. But he did do it on his phone at first. It was peak pandemic.
Ah.
Get a temp recording. And then
you were like, we need a better mic for this. Did you send him out a mic?
I go, Hugh, you got to, this is not good. No, I think we did it over temp, and then once people finally started going back into studios, we got him re-recorded. And then
wonderful
we had him do Dante, and I got, but I remember that take being like, you know, I need wet wipes. And then I was like, can you say this? And he was like, yeah. He goes, I need wet wipes, you know, for my coke shits. I was like, this is amazing that we are getting...
You're getting unadulterated Hugh Jackman just doing like a major movie star doing insane ad libs.
Which is the best part of the... one of the great things about doing an animated show like that is people will do stuff that they wouldn't normally do and go for it. And there's a reason...
Because there's plausible deniability. They can always be like, that's not my voice.
That's not me. That's the drawing. The drawing did that. Okay.
Well, the drawings are out there right now. Human Resources is out on Netflix right now. We need to take a break, Nick, if that's okay. Are you excited for our guests coming up?
Genuinely very excited.
We have a genuine extraterrestrial and a nostalgia guide. Human Resources is out right now. Nick Kroll's going to stick around. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck? And then ended it. No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones, and we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A-F-R-A-M-E-S.com. RAFrames, auraframes.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Nick Kroll is here. Human Resources is the animated show on Netflix right now. All episodes available to watch. Nick, we need to get to our next guest.
We need to.
Do you have an interest in the stars?
I love them.
Hollywood stars, sure. But oh. I'm talking about the stars out.
No,
there
I love
in outer space.
I love stars in outer space even almost as much as I love Hollywood stars.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, we have someone who describes themselves as a genuine extraterrestrial here. Please welcome for the first time, Corbato Krim.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You sounded surprised when I introduced you. You gasped.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Is that just your speech pattern?
Yes, perhaps. I'm honored to be in your presence. Thank you for hosting me.
This is Nick Kroll.
Nick, hello.
Hi. You've heard of the Fortnite event?
I've heard of the... All across the cosmos, we have heard of the fabled Fortnite event.
That's so good that the word got out. Hi, Corbato.
Hi, Nick. Hi, Scott.
So wonderful to meet you. You're a genuine extraterrestrial.
Yes, genuine.
That's fascinating. May I ask where you're from?
I am from my home world is called Okintaro.
Okintaro.
Yes, it is approximately 120 light years from your Earth. I have traveled.
How many miles?
I don't know if one light year is...
I'm used to traveling in miles. Okay. I can't convert to... Like, how long would it take? How long did it take you to get here?
Oh, well, I've traveled over... what is it now? My craft travels at 1/4 of the speed of light. So 120 times four. Tough to do the math.
480.
Tough to do the math. 480. 480 years.
480
over
is
four
how old?
Centuries I have traveled.
Wow.
Through the abyss of space.
And you call them centuries as well because you know, you're on another planet, which undoubtedly has a different orbit around.
Very much. Very
around
different
a different
orbit.
Sun, yes. Or heat source, right?
You had a lot of years to sort of figure out what our deal was.
Exactly right. I have studied your planet and your culture.
And you were trying to get here?
Yes. I was trying. I was escaping my home world, escaping the cataclysm that occurred on my home world.
What happened on your home world?
Okay, well,
I mean, you brought it up.
The our society on my planet. We are, our race is divided into two opposing factions, the Pringd and the Sarkota.
The Pringd and the Sarkota.
Exactly right.
Which are you?
I'm a Pringd. I was. And
you're no longer?
I am the last of my kind.
You're the last of the Pringd or the last of the people from
Okintaro? The Pringd and perhaps the last of the people on Okintaro. So I escaped.
What happened? You said a cataclysm. You were fighting with the Sarkotas or...
Fighting with the Sarkota. We were a peaceful sect. And the Sarkotas were warlike and they hated us. Let me get back into that in a second because I've been traveling over
You're so
the
out of breath. Did you just get off your spaceship? What?
I got off recently.
Why are you
I
doing a podcast first thing off your spaceship?
I'll explain, Scott. I'll tell you.
Okay, sorry.
Because I'm very hungry. Our bodies on Okintaroe, my people, our bodies expend vast amounts of energy, and we're used to consuming great quantities of food. And I haven't eaten in centuries.
For 480 years.
Dehydration in the capsule. And
like
then,
beef jerky almost?
Exactly like beef jerky. It's a smoker system that dehydrates.
And then
they
pour water on you when you're like arriving?
Through an automated process. We are rehydrated. Exactly like a sprinkler system.
So you're very hungry.
I'm very hungry, having not eaten since I left my home world. But
do you need
what's
a
the first
snack,
thing you did? Yeah, do you have a first thing you want to eat?
I came straight here.
Why?
And I'm going to tell you something. Okay. I've studied your culture.
Talk about what you want to talk about.
Yeah. I've studied your culture. And this may sound extremely unorthodox to you. In fact, I know it will. But my food on my home world, and please have an open mind, my people, the people of Okintaroe, our food, our sustenance is shit and it's cum, okay? We eat shit and we eat cum.
Is it? Those must have different meanings on your world.
Throughout the universe, shit and cum are universal properties.
Food and drinks.
we don't treat them. I mean, at least
I
one of them. Like,
I know it's unorthodox and some may say disgusting in your society, but I am famished and I have come here. I know that you have a vast network.
Would you settle for some piss?
If you could sprinkle piss over my gill slits
that
I may breathe
that's
in your
a condiment?
Atmosphere.
Oh, no, I see.
I'll take a piss on you.
Will you?
Yeah. I'll take a piss on you.
Okay, but first, I must eat. I must replenish myself.
Okay.
I'll take a shit. I'll give you one.
Will you?
Yeah, of course.
Unfortunately, as I mentioned, I require vast quantities of
how
shit.
How vast
and
are we
cum.
Talking about? Because
I have come here because I know you have many friends between the two of you, friends and business acquaintances. And
Florence Pugh.
So exactly. I was wondering if you could tap your network of acquaintances to harvest for me the appropriate quantities of cum and shit.
Do you need famous people?
No,
or you'll
it
take
could
anyone.
Be anybody.
Do you
it
want to tell
anybody.
Everybody what you look like?
Okay, I look to you like a tired and bedraggled man in rags and robes and some
filthy clothing. You have so many robes
clothing.
On. I meant to say, you have at least 5 robes.
Yes. It was to keep me warm in the...
dehydration chamber?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And where did you park it? Where's your spaceship?
Yeah, can we see it or go into it?
I can show it to you. It is a capsule, a coffin-sized capsule that traveled through the cosmos.
Coffin-sized? That doesn't seem very comfortable.
Well, if you're dehydrated, it becomes smaller. And
when you say coffin-sized, is it like a hexagon, like a coffin?
It's more like a teardrop, sort of a beautiful round.
Now,
yes,
when you were in Okintare.
Okintare.
You say it with such longing. You miss it.
I don't hope to ever see it again.
Are the shits and come there? Are they like... is it the same? Do you guys have the
do
same
you get
sort
it
of...
from the same system? Like we...
Exactly. We are a free people. We give freely to each other of our shit and our cum.
Couldn't you just have your own? And
now
you need to give it to each other?
Yeah.
I mean...
Can you eat your own? Can you eat and drink your own piss and shit? And your... Oh, not piss. I'm sorry.
Oh, not piss. No, you
no,
need that just sprinkled over
your gills. Over our gill slits so that we may breathe.
I can't tell you how many times I've had somebody say, sprinkle your piss on my gill slits.
You can't.
Now, I think
he's choking.
To the common eye. With no disrespect.
Yes.
But
this is part of your heritage, by the way. Your dad was a famous private
investigator. Yes, exactly.
And I
can't help myself but to dig in, to get to the truth of it. Some would say, upon appearance,
dig into
yes, you seem to
shit.
Be, you just seem to be an old man wearing a ton of robes.
Yes, that and, is how I would appear to you.
And you just might be an old man who's into eating, cum and shit. And you're using this extraterrestrial thing as an excuse to go eat, people's shit.
I have disguised my appearance with a holographic array so that my true appearance will not shock you.
Is the hologram adding all the robes? Because again, 5, 6 robes.
No, the robes are real.
The robes are real, yes. But the hologram is...
Yes.
So you were able to hang robes on a hologram?
Yes, it's a tactile hologram, and I mean I'm in here
with hard light
but
technology.
It's sort
what
of
do you
a,
look like? What do you
a,
what do you look like normally if you didn't have to take on this fucking
and
messy of a human?
If you're
being
gonna be
formed.
A hologram, why not be like a young, handsome, virile man who could probably like cajole people into giving them shit like a little easier?
I wanted to appear to you as a pitiable, desperate creature. In order to convince you to give freely,
okay, but you are
shit,
yeah,
and you come preferably the shit first, a little pile, and then the
I'm sorry, I do it the other way around,
the shit, like a toad in a hole type of meal.
You know our Earth. Delicacies,
yes,
like toad in the hole.
Yes, I know all about your Earth cultures.
And you came...
Gustatorial delights.
You came because, we have such a copious amount of these substances that you need.
I studied your planet, and I know that your race, your species, produces enormous quantities of shit and cum. And
now,
I
probably more
you...
shit than cum, I have to say. I mean, we try to put on a show for the ghosts as much as we can, but... That's what we call masturbating, but
really,
yes.
Put on a show for the ghosts.
Yeah,
wasn't aware of that.
That was established last week, I believe.
No,
it's great.
But we try to do it as much as we can, but we're never going to be able to compete with the amount of feces that comes out.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. As long as I get lots and lots of
cum
and
shit.
Oh, don't be bored of me already, please.
I'm not bored of
you.
I'm not
bored. We just
I know it sounds tedious to you, but I really need a lot.
Well, for one of these things, you could go down to the sewage plant, I think. And
yeah, I think getting in on the Comedy Podcast Network as your way into getting a ton of shit and cum
doesn't really make sense.
I don't think you're getting, like, I would go become friends with, like, someone who works at Dodger Stadium. You know what I mean?
And you
well,
know.
I don't know if people are taking a lot of their shit.
Do you mean one of the players?
Here's my suggestion. Can I just give you a rec?
Of course.
And I think I've actually seen you outside of it. Go to the Starbucks at Gower Gulch.
Yeah, that's a good place. Yeah, either there's Denny's
a lot of
there.
there's a lot of common shit over there, if I had to guess.
Well, they closed the Rite Aid there, so not as much as there used to
be. You can't get your ice cream at the Rite Aid.
I fear that if I just started randomly approaching people on the street...
What do you think you're doing now?
I'm getting the word out, Scott.
It is crazy that you did get a publicist. Get you in here.
A public.
Publicist.
Cyst?
Do you eat cysts, too? Is that why you're so excited?
Yeah.
Do you have cysts?
Do you want to eat the cysts? Is that gum to you?
Yes, cysts. Cysts with little bits of teeth and hair. And
yeah.
Okay. I don't know that we have any of that kind of stuff.
That's fine.
Personally, I don't know that we have any cum here.
I mean... Can you help?
Yeah, is there any way
Can you help? Can you help get the cum?
Are you asking?
Let's put on a show for the ghosts.
I would love to keep talking to you about my culture, and I have much to teach you.
No, that'll do it for me. Technology. Tell me more. Tell me about your culture.
If I could just have a taste.
Yeah, tell me. Get into the specific conflict between the Prind and the Sarkodas. beyond one of them being the Prind being an innocent sect. Get into the specifics. That'll make me come.
If you want this cum
so bad.
If I could tell me about the spoon I've brought across the Gulf of Space.
We have a lot of spoons you didn't need to bring.
Yeah, but this spoon, it looks like an ordinary old spoon.
Yes.
But if you were to magnify the surface, look under a magnifying glass.
It says biodegradable
on it. 1,000,000 times you would see that there would be no rough surface. It would look as smooth as it does here. The atoms are so tightly packed together.
So what?
You could never achieve this technology on Earth.
Oh, I see.
I have so much to teach you if only you'll dribble a bit
it's
of
just,
shit.
Yeah,
so you want me to you want us to put a bunch of cum on top of that smooth surface?
Yes.
If you can figure out how to make something truly smooth. Where there's no issue at all, like the atoms are so close that it's actually smooth.
Gentlemen.
And you can't figure out how to live off anything but
chaps,
shit and cum.
Please, I sense that you're not taking my plight seriously.
Look, it sounds like a joke, honestly. And we technically have a lot of comedians on the show, and sometimes we joke around and stuff, but this is a little
beyond
the pale.
Every episode.
Really?
You're wearing a flat brim Nobody Beats the Wiz hat.
Yes, Nobody Beats the Wiz. I know it. They changed the name to The Wiz. It's like a Radio Shack, Scott. I know everything about your culture.
I guess you do, but...
You learned that while in the 480 years of being dehydrated? Wow. Okay. So you're being fed information throughout that travel?
Exactly.
So enough the dehydration, but do you have a brain?
I have a brain.
Where is your brain located?
My brain is located, if you were to see my actual biology,
I'd like to see it, by the way.
Yeah,
is it possible? Yeah.
Give me a second to tinker with this stuff here. I'd just describe
the hollow projector.
Yes.
Oh, you'll just describe it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
It's like a sphere with three tusks. And there are some protrusions and some limbs, sort of...
like Mr. Happy? You know, the children's books?
Is this your physical form or your brain?
The brain is located in the center sphere.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I guess it is a little like Mr. Happy. Mm. If Mr. Happy had shit and cum in his belly. And
so
all
you have a belly?
Chops, yes.
Do you?
I have a big little belly.
A big little belly. Can I just ask about a process question?
Yes.
When you ingest what you ingest.
Shit.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to say it, but do you then also, you have waste as well?
Yes, I shit out the shit and I come out the cum.
So then just eat your own.
It's a diminishing process, Scott. Less and less comes out each time. And as I said, I require copious amounts.
Yeah, I know you said that, but
enormous quantities.
I don't think
shit.
Your race could survive
come.
If it's less and less each time.
Well, there was the crux of our conflict.
Oh, sure.
Why were the
there you go. Now, keep going. Now I'm into it. Okay, shut up. Keep going.
Why were the Sarkotas such a warlord?
Did you guys bounce your little big bellies on each other?
The Sarkotas wanted to imprison us and use us and breed us
to harvest,
steal our shit and harvest our cum.
Give me the spoon. I'm close.
Keep going. You take it. And they attacked. They wanted to wipe us out. Oh, we lived in a paradise, Scott and Nick. No toilets, no tissues, no anything
anywhere. Just open mouths.
Just open mouths and open hearts, Scott. Oh, you got a little. Let me see. Let me see. Ooh, fresh. Ooh, I like it. Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
I regret it.
Oh, I needed that.
Of course you regret it now.
The spoon is so smooth.
Wait, you're into the spoon?
Yes. Nothing gets left behind on such a smooth spoon.
Yeah.
Scott.
Yeah. Yes, Corbato.
You're next.
I'm not. I'm not doing any of this.
No shit.
No.
No. Come.
No. I'm sorry, Corbato. Oh, you're gonna cry, Corbato.
I'm going to cry.
Do you eat tears?
No. They're disgusting. They smell terrible.
That's a bummer.
They do. Now that you're crying them, they do. They smell a little like gasoline mixed with fish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We call it fishaline.
Look, I think you're just a random old guy from...
Oh, really?
It looks like you're from Venice Beach, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, I don't think you're...
Yeah,
you're
wearing a new marijuana shop promotional t-shirt. Yeah.
Yes, over my robes. I thought you guys
over
would like
your robes.
That.
Yeah, you're wearing them over the robes. It looks... Like you just won the Super Bowl and they make you wear a t-shirt over your uniform.
Take this spoon to one of your laboratories and have them test it. It proves what I'm saying.
Okay, I guess I can take it to one of my laboratories.
It says sweet greens on the spoon.
Yeah,
yes. Yes, it would. It's to blend in with your culture. It's to make you feel comfortable. Please,
Corbato, I'm not buying any of this.
Don't want to come, I know you could shit.
No, I'm a little poo shy right now.
You can shit in the private and just bring me a spoonful, please.
Why just a spoonful? I would think you need copious amounts.
I'm trying to make you comfortable, Scott.
I don't feel comfortable about it.
So would you like, with farts, would you smoke them like cigarettes?
Oh, yes. Oh,
it's a good point.
A big fatty fart.
I could maybe do that for you, okay? Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, we're going to get a...
Fart in my face?
Yeah, we'll get a mason jar...
I'll pee on your gill slits and I'll fart in your face, but I'm not going to shit and come for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is
I can't believe the things that I have to
most
say on this show.
It's the most popular t-shirt at the Gap right now.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Are we good?
For now.
For now.
Hey, did you simulate your boner under there? Under that?
No.
Is that a hologram?
No,
that's my real protrusion.
One of your tusks?
Yes.
Your hot tusks?
Okay, look, we need to take
can
a break.
Can I ask? Come I on. Know we you, need to, you, I just have a question. We can answer it in the next section. What's the difference between a husk and a tusk?
Okay, good question. Yeah, well, we're teasing that for C block. We have to take a break. Corbato, I hate to ask you this, but can you stick around?
Absolutely, I can stick around.
Well, we
I'm
have a nostalgia guide coming up after the break, if that's
Ooh,
all right. Yeah.
The more
and
the
I know
merrier.
You know a lot about our culture, so you'll know everything that he's
And
talking
I just want
about.
To say about Corbato, I've never seen less laces in a sneaker before.
Really?
He's wearing right now.
We're at a total of zero, but it looks like a -1 almost.
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more from Corbato Krim. We'll have more from Nick Kroll, plus a nostalgia guide. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month, why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Nick Kroll is here of Human Resources and Big Mouth.
Hey, Scott.
Also, you got I watched your, speaking of when I was in Riverside waiting for my baby, we watched your stand-up special because we were able to stay by the hotel and do that.
Yes.
We were actually inside the hotel. Would that surprise you?
No, that would be the ideal place to watch a special.
What was that called again? It was called
Little Big Belly.
Little Big Belly. That's right. So people can see that.
Little Big Boy.
And Corbato Krim is here as well.
Thank you.
Scott, I want to compliment you on figuring out how to plug my thing without complimenting the work itself.
I saw it.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you so much.
I think a friend seeing another friend's thing, that's a compliment right there, is I took the time to do it.
That is true.
You know what I mean? A lot of people wouldn't even do that, would they?
No, probably in a way,
how many people,
you're right.
How many people that you know actually saw your special?
Let's see. We did 5 seasons, 22 episodes a season. No, 10, 20, 40.
10, 20, 40, 60, 80.
Yeah. I think with that, people were nice about seeing, like, I watched it because I think there's something about that which feels like slightly different than the other things that I had done. So, so I appreciate it. But it's even better when someone watched it and then says they liked it.
I'm not going to give you that. I'm sorry. I'm very withholding.
Trust me, I know. I know.
Wait, do you want me to say I liked it?
No. I wanted you to say it.
That's what I think. I just asked you that.
Yeah, no, and I answered you. I wanted you to say it like that. I
don't want
you to say it now. No,
you
no.
I wanted
it before I brought it up, made it a thing.
Should I have? I thought that, didn't we text you to say, hey, we're watching this, or was that just cool?
Yeah, but there again, there was no compliment involved. It was just an acknowledgement of the process.
Nicholas, no.
Hey, you made
Nicholas,
this thing.
Yes. I loved.
Oh, thank you. From outer space, this motherfucker.
You got that up in the coffin?
Yeah, that's because
I got it in the coffin.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I did give him a spoonful of cum. So
that's a good point.
I'll give you a spoonful of cum.
Right.
No, you guys did very, it was literally, you were on the verge of having your child name. So
forgotten about the entire experience until just right now.
Yes.
So
yeah, that's fine. It's quite a time. I had a few people watch it then, and it's a fun thing because there's stuff about birth in there.
Yes.
And having a small
you
child.
Described a vagina.
Yes.
In detail.
Yeah. This is one I saw on the internet.
About 10 minutes.
Yeah. 45.
Waste of cum.
All right. We need to get to
having
next
a human child?
No, vaginas.
Oh, okay.
It's where you can find a lot, I would think. Oh, never mind. All right. Anyway, we need to get to our next guest. He's a nostalgia guide. First time on the show. Please welcome Yargo Lamento.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Yargo. Hey. So nice to meet you.
How
this
are
is
you,
Nick.
Folks?
Hi, this is
Corbato.
Hi, Yargo, nice hello. To meet you.
Hi.
Hello.
Where are you from, Yargo?
I'm from Michigan.
Oh, okay, great.
Traverse City?
You know,
they have a film festival there.
Yeah, film festival, cherry capital of the world.
No, cherry bro. Capital yes. of the world.
I mean, what, Michael what, Moore. Michael Moore does his
Michael
film festival.
Michael Moore does his stuff there. Yes.
Right. What makes it the cherry capital of the world? They grow a lot,
they
or they
grow
eat a lot?
It's bullshit. They just, you know,
they just
cherries.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I like to put them in a soda every once in a while.
Yes.
Really?
You do?
Yeah, sure. Why not? If you have a little maraschino cherry there.
Oh, man. I haven't had a maraschino cherry.
Do you remember maraschino cherry?
Oh, wow.
It's nice to meet you, by the way.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
But
are you nostalgic for maraschino?
You already remember me, don't you?
Yeah. I feel
from like.
I'm familiar.
from like a minute ago when I introduced
you.
Well,
I'm a nostalgia guy. I'm what's called a backache.
A reverse backache.
Basically, look back at things that everyone already knows about.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, describe the process here.
Well, I'm able to channel distinct memories.
Oh.
Childhood memories, adolescent memories from each of you, from all of us that we've shared.
You're able to draw these out from us?
They're called nostalgia visions.
Oh. Okay.
Or nostalgia readings. And
could we do a nostalgia reading?
Well,
right
I have
now?
To warn you, Scott.
Okay.
Nostalgia is very powerful. It's very scary, Scott.
Is that the... Oh, I'm sorry.
It's scary to remember things, isn't it?
I thought there might be more to the warning, because that didn't sound that bad.
It's that empty feeling when you can't go home.
Oh, that's right. We're never able to truly go home. I'm sure... Do you own your childhood home?
I don't
personally. When you got the first big mouth check? Oh, who does?
My parents.
They still own... So where you grew up?
Yeah.
Isn't how about you, Corbato?
I, of course, can never go home again.
Doesn't it scare you to think about?
And that's near and home is near Giusta in Venice?
Okay. I'm going to let that slide because you gave me that cum. Okay.
So, but you can do a reading for us.
I could do a vision, yes. A nostalgia vision. Tapping to all our childhoods right now.
Do you do it one-on-one? Excuse you.
Well, I will channel. Oh, my God. I have something caught in my throat. I think it probably dust.
I'm so sorry. Well, do you need to take a little drink of the water there while we prepare?
Well, it's the bottom of a coffee. So
it's
very dusty.
Anything?
Okay.
So do you do this one-on-one or you do it collectively where you're tapping into our
collectively. It's like a psychic reading, yes. Or sort of like a seance in a way.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tap in. Can I take you there?
You have my permission. How about Corbato, Nick?
I'm happy to go there.
Okay, here we go. Absolutely. Here's the first one.
Okay. Oh.
Let me take you back. Do you remember red pistachios? Red on your fingers? I can watch my dumb grandma right now fumble with the red pistachios. She's sitting on the couch. Can you picture it? She drops the pistachio all over. She bends down, falling and farting as she breaks her glasses. Do you remember red pistachios? I leave her there crying. Okay.
Did
you feel it?
I don't know that I... Did you guys feel something?
These
or?
Are your memories?
No, these are all of our memories. You haven't thought about red pistachios in a long time, have you?
No, we don't eat those.
I know what they are, but it feels like that memory was very specific to your experience with your dumb grandma.
The year is 1996.
Okay.
You're at your favorite candy store.
I'm 26 years
old. Anyone remember Gushers?
Sure.
Yeah, Gushers?
Yeah. Not really, but yeah.
What about Goo Goo Balls? The yogurt candy? Anyone?
Sure, I know those.
They had chocolate on the outside, no yogurt. Mushed up pear on the inside. They were so mealy, and remember the tagline?
No.
If you don't spit them out, they ain't Goo Goo, man.
That was the tagline?
Goo Goo Balls.
The hard cutoff on that nostalgia music.
Goo Goo Balls.
Can I just say, you had me at yogurt.
Yeah.
Yogurt pretzels, what were they?
Goo Goo Balls.
You're thinking of yogurt pretzels.
I am.
It's a yogurt candy.
Yeah, I don't really remember it, but...
I know Go-Gurt.
Yeah, Go-Gurt, that's... Mm-hmm. Children eat Go-Gurt. I don't remember. I don't... Maybe you're tapping into your own nostalgia.
Do you remember Pizza Hut?
Yeah, sure.
Making it great.
Nobody.
Yep. Close your eyes.
Okay.
It's 1987 now.
Sure.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
They're closed.
I need you to concentrate to take you back.
Scott 17.
It's the Pizza Hut that looks like a tavern. Everyone remember that?
Mm. Yeah. Sure.
Well, you're eating at home. You're not at a Pizza Hut at all. Okay. Your mother made her famous recipe for counter steak. You know that steak that sits on the counter to rot for hours?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I actually
it's cold
do, yes.
and brown?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, your father and mother eat very quickly to go upstairs and have sex, leaving you alone at the table. But your brother's there. You sit, wondering if your big brother is going to fuck you. He is. Ah, I just broke the connection!
Oh, thank goodness.
Pizza Hut.
Look, I remember Pizza Hut.
Wow, nostalgia's so sad and creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember the counter steak. any of that? Is that you guys' memories?
He had me till counter steak because my family used to leave pieces of steak to rot.
On
the counter.
Yeah, we're in this on the same page.
Yeah, that's right.
And then mommy and daddy go upstairs and fuck.
Yeah,
and then it's awkward with your brother.
Sure. I got a bit peckish at the idea of his brother fucking him.
Yeah, I know. Your eyes lit up.
Producing cum.
Yeah, you suddenly had dollar signs on your holographed onto your eyeballs.
Exactly. Yes.
For some reason, I don't know that I relate to any of that beyond. Oh.
Close your eyes.
All right.
Okay.
It's 1998.
All right.
You walk into a GameStop in your bootcut jeans and platforms to see Zelda's Ocarina of Time on the shelf. You pull it down, feel its matte finish, and then start to suck on the video game box on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the store. And you do it. You take the corner and suck on it. Before you know it, you're jerking your little dick off with your feet in front of all the nerds at the store. Okay, right? Ocarina of Time.
Okay, Yargo. You had me. What was that?
That's a nostalgia bomb. Sometimes I have these nostalgia bombs that come up too.
Bath and Body Works.
Bath and Body Works.
You remember Bath and Body Works?
Yeah. Arizona iced tea. Ginseng edition.
Anyway,
ginseng edition, is that Arizona? Okay, yes. Yeah, I remember those things. And those are, what do you call them?
Do you remember that Arizona iced tea is owned by the same guy who made Crazy Horse in the 40s?
Oh, really?
And that's why the bottles looked similar in design.
The year is 1975. You're 6 years old, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in high school. There were no cell phones back then, not even Nokias. The popular guys at school are, of course, Morgan, Sal, and Rufus, all brunettes. You want to hook up with Corina Chase, the cool hot teacher who puts out. So you go buy her a Lion King Tamagotchi. But by the time you save enough money for her, she's already dead. High school.
Oh, that was nostalgia for high school. I was trying to figure out whether it was for Lion King.
Tamagotchi.
These memories are all very product-based franchise.
Yeah.
Would you like to play? Oh, wait, I have one more.
I feel like you would have been.
You only have one more?
No, I have many more.
You would have been so great on I Love the 80s. I feel like you really missed.
Let me take you back, Scott.
Okay.
This is for you.
Okay.
It's Germany, 1939.
Oh, not for Nick?
I see it. Yes, I see it right now. You fall in love with a Nazi, spot. Scott. And you round up Nick's grandfather.
Okay, I don't know.
And take him to a slow train heading to a work camp. I can see it like it's happening right now. Nick's grandfather knows he's going to die. But you have to impress that Nazi chick, don't you? So you put him on the train with no regrets.
The rat named Jock with the cheese in his throat.
What?
Flavored blasted goldfish.
Flavor blasted goldfish.
Flavor blasted goldfish, yeah. I definitely am not nostalgic for that. I wasn't even alive. Nick, you know me. I wouldn't have done anything like that, right?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you watch a guy's special. You don't let him know if you like it or not.
Still stewing about the special.
Still haven't given me any
cum. To me, it's his biggest
shit, Scott.
It's rounding up your grandfather.
It's 1996. You're going to see your first movie with your father, David Cronenberg's Crash. When they start having sex after a huge car crash, you look at your father and he's got that look on his face. You know the look. He put his boner in the popcorn again.
Like Mickey Rourke.
You grabbed his nasty milk duds. Milk duds! Remember milk duds?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to play a little game, Scott?
Yes.
This is called Remember This.
Okay. It sounds very similar to what we've already been doing.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Sure. Wait, you asked if I was ready, but you needed to be ready. What's this?
Remember this.
I remember this.
Veggie lasagna.
It's not like a product that has ever gone away.
Remember this.
Brick walls.
Still around.
Remember this.
Smoking section.
Oh, sure. I'm nostalgic for that.
Remember this.
The lunar landing.
Remember this game.
Interrupting yourself.
Oh boy, we're on to another thing. Okay, what's happening now?
It's Christmas morning, 1965, Scott.
You are sweating so much.
I'm wearing a scarf and a hat, and of course a very big wool coat.
I don't know why, but go
It's 1965
ahead.
And you're 11 years old.
Okay.
You open your first present. It's an audio guidebook to how to find the G-spot. Your grandmother winks at you. You know what that means, don't you, Scott? Does it bring back that memory for you?
I never had that memory. You see,
Christmas!
Oh, that's nostalgia.
Christmas morning!
I thought it might be about the book. No, that's not my own memory. This is... I think these are all things that you've done? Maybe?
No, I don't. No, they're not things I've done. I'm just channeling something. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
You got...
Oh, excuse me.
That's quite all right. What was that, though?
This was...
Incest in Traverse City.
Oh, yes. That's the name of my book. Wake up. It's summer 99. It's 120 degrees outside, but of course, you're in an empty mall. You're standing in front of an Aeropostale.
What?
An Aeropostale.
What?
Aeropostale.
Okay.
You're stoned and eating a snow cone, but your father just got cancer. He has weeks to live. He admits he never loved your mother. And you know exactly why. She's so annoying. You decide to go into JCPenney and hurt someone. So you go to the shoe department and you hit
empty.
On an older salesman who is desperate for any interaction.
Al Bundy.
It's time to go to... Bath and Body Works.
Okay.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's a great nostalgia bar.
Tommy Davidson.
What?
Tommy Davidson.
Tommy Davidson? What? You were just mouthing along. Tommy Davidson. Okay.
You were mouthing along.
I love mouthing along.
He's
That's
great.
That's my thing.
In Living Color.
He's great. Hey, yeah. Remember the song, Hey Soul Sister?
Yeah. Hey. Not from not too long ago.
Hey. This.
Train, right?
Train.
Was it Train?
Hey Soul Sister.
Would you like to hear a memory run?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Pastels. DVDs. Hard Play-Doh. Scooby-Doo undies with stains. Kid yum. Cuisines with the whole pig inside. Frog and Toad go to the Gulf War. Chutes and Ladders. Bon Jovi commits suicide. Jamba Juice. Jamba John Bon Jovi Juice. That clear little soap bottle with the orange fish on the front of it. You know the little aquarium scene? The Grinch outfit reeking after Jim Carrey takes it off from all the sweat. Shrek Reese's with the green peanut butter inside. The 50th anniversary of Pop-Tarts. Egg flavored. Natalie Imbruglia has a water birth at the Super Bowl halftime show. That's it for that one.
Are we worried about electrocuting himself? He's so wet.
He's so wet.
Beyond wet.
And that's part of your process? These nostalgia bombs, they're not pre-planned? These are things you're getting from us?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah, I don't remember most of those. Pop-Tarts have been around for 50 years?
In the 90s, sure. They had been.
Oh, okay.
Right? I mean, people love to remember things, to recall things.
Yeah, sure, we do. But
what's something from your...
The movie Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Back to the Future. Yes, right?
Yeah.
What about blankets?
I had blankets. Yeah.
Oh.
Would you rather do blankets?
Did I take you back?
You're prepared for blankets.
Yes,
I'm getting,
of course.
Okay.
I'm not nostalgic for Blanket Michael Jackson's son.
Yeah. Remember when he was being dangled off that balcony?
Yes.
Oh, very
man.
Good. He's so
funny.
I love him. I love Blanket Jackson.
Is he still around?
He's beautiful.
Yeah. We always hear about Paris.
Yeah,
where's
he's
Blanket?
He's
is he going to be on Human Resources season 2?
He's on.
Can you get him?
He's recurring now. He's very good.
Remember the Jackson 5?
Sure, ABC.
What about that?
What about it?
What about remembering it?
Okay.
Have you ever...
Do you want us to, or...
At Arizona Ice Tea. Okay.
Yeah. Are you done?
I'm dripping wet.
Yargo. Can I make a request? Oh, I don't want to
interrupt, but he has a request. Are you doing something?
No, I don't know if you. Are you busy?
Tell me, talk You're in the middle of something. He doesn't need
talk
to make the request.
I want to hear it.
I don't know if you heard my segment previously, but
yes,
these gentlemen here doubted my story, my memories. Could you do a reading on me?
Of course I can.
And prove to them that I am a genuine.
Hold on, I'm getting something right now. Yes. You're 7 years old.
Yes.
It's... God, I'm wet. It's 2001. You're...
On my planet.
You're...
Reckoning.
No, you're at a bodega.
What?
Petting one of those old cats.
Stop it.
No.
All right.
You asked if you can buy some, how much the pocky cost.
No.
Yes. You say you would love the strawberry pocky.
Oh, this won't do.
You should. The strawberry, they kick
all right,
you out.
That's enough.
Say, hey, Glenn.
That's enough, goddammit.
Hey, Glenn.
That's enough out of you, oh, Yargo, God, you son no. of a bitch no. bastard. You fuck, give me some shit.
Glenn?
What about his
Cormato, your name is Glenn?
No! I don't
and
know
you're
where
only
he's a charlatan.
You're 30 years old?
This man is a fraud!
Absolutely
and a fake!
Not.
I don't know what to believe anymore, because I would believe that you're a fraud. I would believe that you're a fraud.
Did you guys know each other before this?
No.
Yeah. Did you plan on this?
No. Of course not.
Then why do you sound the same?
We don't.
Of course we don't.
He's got more of a Middle Eastern thing.
You're both very dramatic sounding, you
yes,
have to admit.
He's got more of a regal thing going.
Yes, yes.
Yes, we don't know each other at all. Back... Wait, I'm getting another reading.
Oh, really? Your music you started approximately 30 seconds ago.
Hold on, I'm getting another reading.
Are you interested in his sweat?
I'm dripping wet, please.
If it runs through his ass.
Wait, I'm getting something about Nick and Scott's youth.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, good.
They used to shit and cum for people.
Mm. Oh,
well.
Yes.
Now and again.
Yes.
I mean, if you do it right, yeah, it's usually four people.
Yeah.
No, I...
Yes.
Remember this? Yes, I do remember.
Okay.
Yes.
I do.
Okay, and they should be totally fine in giving it to...
Why are the birds so much louder than you saying remember this?
I don't know.
Giving it to Corbato
Cream.
Yes.
I don't know.
I guess I do remember
Guys,
that. I am nostalgic. Yeah.
The jig is up, gentlemen.
Earlier in the podcast.
No, I guess there was a period of time where I'm nostalgic for when I, yeah. you and I, back in the early days of doing comedy, would have to give people piss and shit. And
generously. Come,
generously give out. It. And I do long for those days, I guess. And,
yeah.
Well, computers. Heavy Dell computers.
Heavy Dell computer. They're lighter now.
Yeah. I mean, I think about the Dell kid.
The year is 2006.
Take a big shot.
Rob Schneider is the king of cinema. That's it for that one.
Oh, okay. So what was that nostalgic for? Cinema in general?
I thought those were the kind of movies you like.
Yeah, Animal, the rest. Look, Yargo, this is fascinating. I don't know that I relate to much of it. Nick, maybe you're like me.
I don't know. I related to some of it, but I have this weird feeling that Corbato and Yargo know each other. They keep looking at each other.
They also look
They're
so
relevant.
Similar.
No.
Passing notes back and forth.
Yeah, he's
not,
saying wet. Wet too.
He's similarly wet.
Yeah.
They're winking at each other constantly.
Should we
Yeah.
reveal?
Really?
Reveal anything on
really?
The show. Yeah.
We're
representing the
lollipop
from that movie we were talking about, Wizard of Oz.
You guys are from the Wizard of Oz.
We are from the Wizard of Oz.
You guys are from that one hotel where all the little people stayed near Culver.
And that they did that movie about.
Mm-hmm. Under the Rainbow?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
do want to eat your
Yes, we know. We know.
Okay,
look.
Okay. Just wanted to make that.
Look, Yargo, do you have one last one? Is that, I see you teeing up something.
Do I have one last one? I do not.
Okay. All right. Hey, fair enough. Asked and answered.
We'll end on that shocking reveal.
we are running out of time. We really only have time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs. Oh, yeah, that was Open Up the Plug Bag by the Daylight Savings and Loan. Sounded kind of like the Libertines there. I really enjoyed that. If you have a plug theme, send it over to cbbworld.com/plug. Okay, Nick, now's your chance. You can plug anything you want. Any kind of Fortnite events you have in the future, in the past, anything you want people to...
I'd love to plug all the studios, the AMPTP, sure. All the great work they're doing out there. I mean, Human Resources on Netflix and Big Mouth, History of the World's on Hulu. And
your special.
My special.
Which, by the way, I don't know if I told you this, but I saw it.
You did.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
okay.
Right.
I did tell
okay,
you.
Right. Yeah, you did. And The Strike, Writers Guild's on strike, trying to get a fair wage for people's work. So
yeah,
hopefully we'll settle that before too long.
Very good. Corbato, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yes, I'm starting a foundation. Don't flush it, rush it to me to eat.
That's it's a long title.
Where can people find you? Where can they find
don't,
you?
They can find me.
Where can people send you pictures of shit and cum?
I think at Gemberlicking.
Right. Yes, that's right.
Instagram at Gembersucking. And I think if I could stay
here. Why the difference
here,
between those, by the way?
I don't know.
It's just fun.
It's just fun.
Okay.
Can I give this address, Scott, as a place to find me?
No, please don't. No. In fact, the minute this is over, I want you to depart and never return, if that's all right.
If you could send me off with a doggy bag.
I don't believe I can. Yargo.
Couple toes in a hole.
Yargo, what do you want to plug?
Remember CK1, Scott.
Louis CK1?
Yeah. Remember Louis CK1? Smelled so good, didn't it? How about CK2?
Wait, now you're just making, you're tagging jokes?
I'm plugging CK2, Scott.
Okay, that doesn't exist. You're just,
it does. No,
these
it
are
does.
Ideas.
You don't you remember it?
I remember CK1.
But... Smelled so bad, didn't it? CK2. Like an outhouse.
I mean,
like
CK1.
Like an Airbnb outhouse.
Yeah. Airbnb?
Like a bed and breakfast outhouse.
Yeah. Wonderful. And that's how you're plugging?
A little bit of eggs, a little bit of khaki.
I want to plug, hey, Comedy Bang Bang book is out there. We have great things, submissions from wonderful guests from the show, including Dr. Sweet Chat wrote something for the book, and many other people. It's out there in stores right now. You can get links at cbbworld.com/book. Also, while you're at CBB World, we have great shows out there. Just put out an episode of Hey Randy with Randy Snuts and his friends. We also have College Town and Scott Hasn't Seen. We just did The Birdcage. We watched The Birdcage for that. So much more over there at cbbworld.com. Also, we have all the archives and the ad-free episodes of this. All right, let's close up the old plug bag. Doors are made for closing. Open it back. Doors are made for locking. Open it back. Open the plug, talking. Open the plug bag. Everybody loves it. Just open up the plug bag. Get your friends together and open it up. You gotta open up the plug bag. Get your friends together and open up the plug. Oh my God, thank you. Look at that. Open. All right. That was Plug You Like an Animal by Johnny Tremaine Vane.
Doesn't it? Do you ever get blown away about how talented people are?
People are so talented. Why are we the ones with success? I want to thank my guest, Nick. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Always a pleasure to have you. You're one of the longtime guests on this show.
Mm-hmm. Another fact without a compliment. Happy to be here, always.
And Corbato, or should I say Glenn.
You got me. Guilty as charged.
You have been charged on multiple counts.
Uh-oh.
I got to say, I think you should offer towels to some of the guests.
One in particular, you. Yargo, always a pleasure.
Or maybe at least tell people not to wear a fucking quilt to the show, because that's what I did today.
Should I have said, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I should have told you that it was room temperature in this room.
Please, next time, at least remind me. Shoot me a text. Okay. Hey, it's room temp. Or actually, it's actually a nice day.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
Bye. Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.